Yo, what's up, my guys? My gals, welcome back. Welcome back. Everybody go ahead and gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 672. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Going somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that, man. And since you didn't know, that's how things go. If you see somebody, man, go and tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Should we all gather around here, man, and make sure everybody can reach out to the public. You know what I'm saying? And hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're going to move the culture forward. So go on and join up now and sign up today. Day ones. What's the word? Everybody good? Y'all all right? It's a little bit of work to do, man. We're going to go and get to it how we do. First off, though, everybody, please make sure you go look in the mirror, get right with you, then come on outside, try to be somebody's friend or employee and whatnot. You understand? And we can go on and, I guess we can go ahead and get to it, how we do, you know? I guess we should just kick the show off and just say some shit like, well, the show must go on. The show must go on as Netflix is right back at the table talking business with Will Smith. It ain't even been a year. It ain't been no time at all and shit. And all them deals coming right back to him. Everybody that stepped away from him said that, you know, they had a higher expectation of his behavior and shit like that. Everybody's right back on his dick. Right back on him and shit. Talking business, talking millions, talking M's about that goddamn tell-all bio and shit. Nigga, what about Bright 2? Can we get a fucking Bright 2? Like, you know what I'm saying? Some shit that's gonna actually help out Netflix and shit. I don't think anybody's gonna rush to go get, you know, to a tell-all, right? Nobody even rushed to go grab that book and shit. You see all them people he sent that shit to. That shit's still in Walmart right now and shit, bro. Boxing all that shit, bro. Motherfucking, I done synced it. I synced it. But, yeah, this opportunity of more M's and shit, you know what I'm saying? This shit is, like I said, right after everything that's happened and shit. And we done heard his motherfucking side enough. I'm so goddamn sick of hearing him and shit and his willingness to talk to Chris. But I'm getting sick of Chris' stubborn ass, too. Because if you ain't going to talk to this man, at least talk about the nigga. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. Like, it's not going to be a punchline anymore. You know, it's going to be a fucking slap line here in the next couple months and shit. So you better address the shit. Like, nigga said he wanted $1 million to talk about the shit. Ain't nobody dropped a bag yet. Somebody go reach out to Chris. Go reach the fuck out to Chris. Y'all niggas itching to get back to the table with Will and shit, man. Y'all letting his ass slide right back into the entertainment and shit, bro. Get in another bag. That shit was fast. That was a quick-ass turnaround, wasn't it? Today I'm smoking apple fritters. It's decent. But, bro, I'm just saying, man. What a way for things to turn out. The nigga who got up out of his seat and slapped the nigga on stage is the one who's making money off the shit. People are making money off. He's making money off of it because the people giving him the money thinking he finna say some shit about it. And it's only the plot twist when it's not in the contract that he has to directly address the shit. You know what I'm saying? So, shit's some bullshit. Look, shit's some bullshit, man. Just some fucking bullshit. That's my little feelings about it and shit. I don't give a shit about him getting no money and shit. It's how he's getting it. With their expectations being, okay, yeah, we get this tell-all. It's going to be in there. What's going to be in there? How he felt about the shit? Nigga, we already know that shit. We already fucking know that shit, man. But, you know, it's whatever. But it's okay. He gonna go on and jump on that bag and whatnot, and that'll be a thing. And, you know, I guess we'll address that shit when or if it ever does come out and shit. I want to see who else backtracks and shit. Oh, yeah, we're stepping away from him. We're not letting him in the academy for 10 years. Watch that shit get fucking chopped into a fraction of that time and shit. He gonna be at that motherfucking ceremony in a year and a half type shit, bro. Like, it's all lame and shit, because as we're hearing now, Jada didn't even want him to do any fucking thing. So it's like, you know, the fuck was all of that for? You know what I'm saying? All that energy for naught. All that energy for naught. But it ain't shit though. Look, but it ain't shit though. Y'all gonna, you know, y'all gonna go buy or, you know, click or whatever the fuck. That's about the easiest thing it is to do anyway when a celebrity drops some shit and it's, you know, YouTube-ish, it's app-ish. You know what I'm saying? Hey, all you gotta do is click, so, you know, it wasn't nothing for you bitches to run back and be a part of the flock again and shit. I have way more, I don't know if it's resilience or willpower to just not deal with any fucking anything at all. Anything. You know what I'm saying? If I don't wanna pay it attention, if I don't want it to be real to me, a motherfucker will cut that shit off. I will give it no energy. Nothing. I'm not talking about it. I'm not gonna go look at it. I'm definitely not reporting on the shit. So yeah. So yeah. Anywho. Most definitely could we can move on. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about motherfucking something else. Maybe I shouldn't get into this now, but I'm gonna get into it now just because I can't really remember anything else that was newsworthy and shit. But Fetty Wap then went ahead and pled guilty to his role in conspiring with a Long Island drug gang to transport drugs coast to coast or state to state, whatever the fuck. Excuse me. He had a role in it and he admitted his participation. We just gonna have to see on down the line what that sentencing looks like, because everybody's saying it's a mandatory 5, but you know how they do with them sentences. Oh yeah, you can do like 80%, you can do 85%, or whatever the fuck. Oh yeah, you got day for a day, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? We're just gonna have to see what's up with that shit, man. And, I don't know, right? Because when I think about his situation, it's kind of whack. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of whack and shit, bro. Because, like, why bond out if you was going to admit guilt and shit? Like, that was a waste of fucking money. It's a waste of fucking money, man. Didn't make no sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Didn't make no motherfucking sense to me, but it's whatever, I guess. I mean, maybe the niggas couldn't sleep at night or some little lame shit. I don't fucking know, but it's honestly like, why waste the money? That they did revoke his bond a little bit ago and shit, but that again was still a waste of fucking money. You know what I'm saying? You was better off letting all the news come out about you, admitting your role into it, and we would have been around sentencing by now or some shit, or he would have been starting his damn time or whatever and shit. Nigga just wasted like 2-3 months and shit trying to either look innocent or whatever and still landed the fuck back in jail. That shit don't make no damn sense to me, bro. I don't think that he's gotta like cooperate against anybody, but you would be surprised. Yeah, you'd be very fucking surprised at what a motherfucker got him into. But, hell's yeah, though. Look, but hell's yeah, though, bro. Just some shit to think about, you know what I mean? Just some little things to think about and shit, bro. Especially if y'all getting into this damn rap shit, bro. Like, you gotta be a little bit smarter with your money. You gotta be a little bit smarter with your time. They're like, once you become an artist or representative of a label or whatever the fuck, you cannot do certain shit. You can't even look a certain way and shit, bro. Like, that shit is just crazy, bro. Like, you know, he went from being on stage with, like, Taylor Swift and shit to behind bars and shit, bro. Like, that shit don't make no sense and shit, bro. Method acting. We know goddamn well his one-eyed ass wasn't out here like that. He wasn't out here like that until his ass started seeing he wasn't making as much money a fucking month. Watched fucking Juice or some shit. He watched something. Menace to Society, I don't fucking... Boys in the Hood, a nigga done watched something, got inspired and wanted... He started watching BMF. That's probably what the fuck it was. He started watching BMF. Thought it was easy as it was seen on TV. No, my nigga. That shit then left a writer's room and everything and shit. Niggas do table reads for that type of shit, bro. And y'all goof ass. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Niggas figured out. Oh, yeah, if I spend 10 bands on this, yeah, and I get 30 back or whatever, whatever. And shit. Like, man, your nigga thought he had a foolproof plan. But he ain't, he ain't stepped back and looked at it was a foolproof plan. Niggas, proof of fools came up with this bullshit. Nigga, you and your stupid ass, whoever the fuck you was doing it with. And again, like I said, I don't know if he has to snitch on anybody, but if your ass get into this rap shit, you need to really have you some type of fucking plan. Because this shit ain't for everybody, bro. This shit is not fucking worth it. Anyway, what else? What else? There's more. There's more news to get into and shit, bro. I guess I should talk to y'all about the fucking pictures. There's some pictures of Soulja Boy's teeth before and after that they went crazy online. But yeah, they went crazy online. He won't get over this and shit, bro. He'll never hear the end of this shit, bro. But to his credit, he got him done. So to his credit, you know, he's at least taking care of himself. And again, at least, you know, he obviously knew that was a problem area for him and shit. And he got that shit back looking right and shit, bro, you know. And I mean, y'all can be mad if you want to. But, you know, it was really just promotion for him, too. You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, shit, because obviously he's had teeth all his life or whatever, but he wasn't been dropping pictures of him and shit, not no before and after type shit, but yeah. I and my wife, motherfuckers just got the deep cleans and shit like that, so you know, it's like that shit does, man. You'll see a big difference and shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? It most definitely helps out and shit. It most definitely helps out. Should feel way, way better to an extent. But, you know, it's still, this shit don't change nothing and shit. You know what I mean? All it does is, like I said, improve your teeth quality and shit. There's that of it. I ain't that public of a figure, so my, you know, my mouth ain't all over everywhere and shit. My mouth isn't all over any damn where. People can't just people can't just, like, you know, see my teeth or whatever. And ain't nothing wrong with a mini motherfucking way. That's how I knew, hey, really, if I'm being honest, that's how I knew all the kids were mine and shit, because I was like, all right, well, you know, I have tells in my family, you know, it's shit in my blood that they're going to have. And sure enough, everyone has the, you know, the attitude thing and also the teeth. All the kids got teeth like me, so. That shit raw. So that shit's raw. Anywho. Anywho. Moving on. I feel like I'm going fast. So I'm going to try to, like, slow down and whatnot. Only murders in the building. Poppy. And Officer Kemps. I guess it was right in front of us all along, but Poppy was so close to Tina Fey and shit, Cinda, that nigga, I couldn't tell which one was the bad guy. But honestly, I think I always knew and shit. You know what I'm saying? I think I had always known, at least for the last couple episodes and shit. You know what I'm saying? When they was talking about Glitter Guy and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of when I was like, alright, if he fucking with Poppy, then it's a good chance and they concocted this whole fucking thing. But even the end of it, you know what I'm saying? You know, they killed Ant-Man on the motherfucking stage and shit. I don't know who the fuck did that shit, but you know, it may lead into a third season and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we just gonna have to see. That nigga Steve Martin said he ain't even acting no more and shit, so I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen, bro. Anywho, let's get to some other shit, bro. Let's motherfucking get to some other shit, bro. There was a goddamn, there was some type of artist. So I'm gonna have to, double back on this shit, but I think his name is, it escapes me. But he's a computerized artist who just signed a real life record deal. If they can make a gangster rapper without any violence at all, without any type of violence, even with this artist here, it's to a point where he will never, you know, he won't have to beef with anybody because he's fake. He won't never have to die or get old or anything because he's part of the algorithm and shit. So, you know, he can just, he's AI, so he can just pick up on shit and, nigga just pick up on shit and, you know, make himself hot or make himself matter to the culture and shit. But what bugs me about it is that people are falling for it. People falling for this shit, dog. Crazy shit, bro. But again, but a motherfucking again. Sorry. Entertainment. Once again, the bar gets lowered because I'm surprised that y'all would let that satisfy you. An artist that you can't get an autograph from, an artist that only exists when you plug something in or keep your phone charged and shit. This motherfucker never blinks and shit. And if he does blink, they artificial blinks. Motherfucker that'll never have saliva in his mouth. Like, no blood in his skin. Like, a rapping fucking cartoon. A rapping ass cartoon. And they knew that you bitches liked it because all y'all did was go support the Juice WRLD shit when he died. Go support the XXXTentacion shit when he fucking died. All y'all did was not let fucking go and shit, and they took it, and they played y'all asses. I will never listen to a song from this person. That's why I don't know their fucking name right off the top of my head. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not cool like that. My bad. And I ain't keeping up with the bullshit that you bitches are satisfied with. My fault. The fuck? Shit bugs the shit out of me, man. Because it's like, who the fuck the record label gonna pay the money to? You know what I'm saying? The motherfucking, yeah, bro. This is really whack. Everybody's saying that he sounds like a computerized 6ix9ine or some shit. And then they got to explaining the software and what it picks up on within the songs and stuff that is popular and whatnot. But yeah, man. Shit don't make no sense. Look, shit don't make no sense, bro. There is no real FN Mika Mecca. There's no real one and shit. It's just a creator, Anthony Martini and shit. Just, you know, that's it. It's not the motherfucker that has the physical capability to do what this thing is programmed to do. There's somebody's voice in his damn character. That's the fuck it. And you niggas is eating it up, and that shit is bugging the fuck out of me, man. Y'all giving the world away. We giving the fucking world away. Nobody give a fuck about what we like no more. Nobody give a fuck about that shit. Lame. Fucking lame, bro. I'm telling you. Don't settle. You know what I mean? Just don't be settling this shit, bro. What's gonna happen? A motherfucking hologram concert that you bitches is already used to going to type shit? Shit is foul, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit is fucking foul, dog. Because it doesn't make any sense. I'm just like, how the fuck does he... You know, how... How do you become come across and get real deals and shit? Like, that shit don't make... Like, Crazy Bone has good questions. He has a good stance. He does think that AI rappers, you know, cartoon rappers or whatever the fuck, getting deals, they do take real people's spots. You want to know why no one would sign this fucking thing? It's because... Nigga, you can't even die. They can't even get life insurance off your lame ass. Whatever, though. And also, fuck you to him. Fuck you to him. Because why the fuck you ain't do this shit with rock and roll? Why the fuck y'all ain't do this shit with fucking jazz? Why the fuck y'all ain't do this bullshit with pop music? Make a fucking anime Katy Perry or some lame shit, bro. Now Capitol Records want to cut ties with the shit. Like, nigga, nah, y'all ass just was happy as fuck y'all signed him and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck on some of it, man. So, effective immediately, Capitol Music Group, they ain't fucking with him. He was signed and now he's not and shit. But it's still reason enough to get upset because, nigga, although they might have just now realized, hello, this nigga can't even come in himself as the act and sign any contracts or add any value to y'all at all. Like, this fucking walking joke, bro. Fucking walking joke, man. It ain't shit. Y'all gonna fucking learn. Easy way or the hard way, man, you know, and the hard knocks of school, you know, they are just. They are fucking just, man. And, you know, we just gonna have to see what the fuck's up. We just gonna have to see what's up, because, yeah. Look, because, yeah. I was curious. It confuses, you know what I mean? It frustrates, man, because there are people who've been rapping their whole fucking life, and it's because of that they have to adapt with the constant fucking 4-year, 3-year change of music, and niggas do that and still don't, you know what I mean, they don't necessarily get the recognition that they deserve. Like, there's a lot of fucking pain in some of this shit, bro. Like, y'all niggas, the only reason why I'm on some, the only reason I feel like, nigga, the music I got out right now, that's good enough to get me on, is because it is, for one. And for two, nigga, I'm not finna fucking do what these niggas is doing, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finna do that shit, bro. Niggas want you to drop one track, then do ad-libs, and then another layer of ad-libs if you want to. No. Y'all don't even know about stacked fucking verses and shit, bro. Like, where I rap the whole verse in one tone and rap the same verse. Yes, again, bitch, this is my session. I paid for it. Do it, please. Like, these niggas they don't even want you to be as great as you fucking can. It's like, nigga, I know how I want the song to sound, bro. I know there's a left and a right ear. I'm trying to compensate for that. But you got these cheating-ass computer programming motherfuckers who, you know, can just put a fucking, you know, stick figure with a wig on and some face tats and shit and call them little murder and shit, and motherfuckers be, man, you heard little murder? Man, that shit was raw. Man, that shit bangs, bro. It's fucking awesome. No, the fuck it ain't, man. It's fucking computerized, structured, like, bro, you know what I'm saying? Just dumb shit. Fucking dumb shit. But ain't shit, though. Definitely ain't shit. And like I said, as long as I don't want my motherfucking kids to indulge in that bullshit, they won't. So that shit won't get no play in the house. Well, that shit, I'm not fucking going. Not fucking going, bro. It just irks me. Like, it really irks me, man. Really fucking irks me, dog. When I'm out here in flesh and fucking blood. You ain't even got to spill no fucking blood. This damn thing can't cry or nothing, bro. Like, shit. Yeah, man. Like, yeah, man. What else? What the fuck else is this, bro? But I don't know. Look, I don't know. Anywho, I did want to, you know, I wanted to get into the whole Andrew Tate thing, but I don't, you know, I don't even think this is a place for that. Like, nigga, hey, look, you see how they deplatformed him, right? Nigga, I don't even think this is the place for him. I can't say anything about him that's not going to make him look like a Tommy Sotomayor biter. Like, the nigga bit Tommy Sotomayor whole fucking style, and they deplatformed his ass. They got him up out of there. Anytime more than 1,000 motherfuckers complain about you at once, nigga, they gonna get you up out of there. You see how them niggas complained about old Instagram versus new IG and shit? Like, bro, they listening to them people, nigga. They listening to the motherfuckers who's changing the timeline and hashtags right then and there. They listening to them motherfuckers. All the other extra shit is extra shit. And y'all get stuck with the fucking outcome. You know? You know? You know? Y'all asses get stuck with the outcome. Maybe you liked the new Instagram. Maybe you liked that shit. But because of those few motherfuckers who complained, they switched that shit right back to the classic and shit on your dumb motherfuckers. So, man, quit trying to be TikTok, bro. But it was people who had just started using Instagram and liked it. You selfish bitches. It was y'all hoes who couldn't fucking adapt. Man. What else? Fuck else, man. This other shit, man. I will say, though, they trying to Alex Jones, Andrew Tate, and if you support them, don't let that happen. But, Andrew should do more on his own. Shit, goddammit. My bad, man. This fucking cord is right here, yo. My fault. He need to do more on his own because he's, whoever he visits, he's giving those views away. He's giving those hours and minutes of content away. It's his fucking, you know what I'm saying? It's his image. It's his thought process, is his ideals and shit. That's what's getting the views and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Hopefully he'll figure that shit out. But they definitely trying to Alex Jones the guy. Kind of seems like, you know, it kind of seems like, not even to be on no funny shit, bro, but it seems like Facebook doesn't want any mean things on their platform. It seems like TikTok, Instagram, they don't want any mean things on there, right? They're categorizing mean in the worst way. You know what I'm saying? Saying what you think or prefer or whatever shouldn't be classified as mean and shit. But, you know, they let all of these unbody positivity motherfuckers get on there and flaunt how they're, you know, getting flown out or how they're just navigating on the internet and gaining attention and new followers and shit just because of how they look and shit. But they talking about some mean words that someone says. I wonder how many fucking daughters killed themselves because they gotta log in and see some of you bitches every day. And it's like, well, why don't they just unfollow them? Don't know. I don't fucking know. Excuse me. What else, though? I mean, today, like I said, they got rid of dudes. So I mean, don't think if you were on there being all super positive and shit that they won't come for your ass too. You know what I'm saying? Any fucking who. If Johnny Depp was supposed to dress up as the fucking Moon Man in a surprise VMA appearance, you motherfuckers just ruined it. Goddamn idiots. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it's, man. It's on my damn nerves. It didn't make any sense. Like, let certain shit happen, bro. It was certain sides of Hollywood we didn't fucking get to see. I was happy with that shit, man. And you niggas is ruining every goddamn thing, bro. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It just don't make no sense to me, man. Like, why in the fuck, bro? Like, why in the fuck does everybody need to know every fucking thing as it's happening? There ain't no more fucking lore and shit. Like, dresses are shorter. You know what I'm saying? Crop tops is shorter. What the fuck, bro? Like, it just makes no goddamn sense. There ain't nothing to the imagination anymore and shit, bro. It's all camel toe and cleavage and shit. It's all camel toe and cleavage and shit, bro. Fucking, yeah, you didn't know we heard. Wink, wink. Johnny Depp's supposed to be like, man, y'all niggas is trash, bro. Like, let shit just happen, man. Let shit just happen, yo. I did get to see a little trailer of some shit that Queen Latifah and Ludacris got coming, called End of Road, I think. It's alright. You know what I'm saying? It's motherfucking time. Look, it's motherfucking time for. I know it's definitely time for Ludacris to get away from that motherfucking Fast and Furious, and I think Part 10 on the way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What else? Ye will not face any charges for allegedly punching that guy who was, you know, in that video that one time. there has been some type of behind the scenes thing and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of that shit going on too. Like, people are settling shit behind closed doors and whatnot. They settled out of court. Like, that's not the conversation anymore. It's just suits dropped. You know what I'm saying? Nene leaks. No longer suing Bravo. Andy Cohen them and shit. You know what I'm saying? What was it? Racial discrimination. It's been announced now that she don't want no more smoke. And that's what it looks like to me. Because you came out all loud. Oh, yeah, fuck them. They did this and I'm going to take them for that and this and that. Only for them to reach some type of agreeable agreement with you behind closed doors and your ass come back out with your black ass and come back out here to the same audience and say some, well, you know, we settle things amicably behind closed doors. Well, what happened? Oh, I ain't going to tell you that. The fuck, man? You made such big noise about so-and-so such and such. Nigga, it was a lot of people who stopped fucking with Bravo after that shit because they listened to you. Only for you to be like, yeah, they all right, guys. Go and go suck somebody's husband's dick again, man. Cause this is bullshit what you're doing. What the fuck you're doing is bullshit. Fucking, come on, sheep, this way. The water's over here. Oh, sorry guys, they said we can't drink. But I know where more water is. Come on, we'll go over here. Bitch, we just followed you all the way over here. I'm finna drink this water. The fuck? There's a lot of people who stop fucking with Bravo because of her ass, bro. Like, niggas don't be realizing the power of their words and shit, bro. And it sucks that they have that type of influence over people, too. But, man, you know. But, you know. I am just glad that there are at least... what did the thing say? About 5,200 of you motherfuckers who... realize what I'm saying, and it's make, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not alone, I'm not the fuck alone, like, because I'd have been out of here, you know how much shit I talk, I talk a lot of shit, bro, a lot of it, but y'all agree, so it's like, you know, I'll do this shit, I will do this shit, anywho, fuck else. I was just wanted to bring up somebody who else was, you know, dropping a suit and shit. Because I'll never forgive Tory Lanez for that bullshit he pulled with Inscope. That shit was lame as fuck, too.
Oh, man, y'all got till 12 o'clock, or I'm telling everybody everything y'all do. And then they reached an agreeable agreement behind the scenes, and he came right back. So, guys, how about them Cowboys? Like, nigga, what? He said, yeah, how about the hockey team or whatever? It's like, nigga, you don't remember. Did you read the last text you just sent us? Bro, you said you was finna do that one shit. What's up with that? Oh, no, man, they cool. They all right. Okay, man, whatever. Hey, bro, I was already on that shit, bro. Can't put too much stock in these niggas, bro. All the shit they be talking, you can't put too much stock in it, bro. Because even when I'm wrong, I'll come back and tell you and shit, bro. When they wrong, these motherfuckers just keep moving on, and it don't make no sense to me. They can do that, though. Motherfuckers just do it because they can. It's not fucking fair. Not fair. There's some other shit, bro. I did see that there was a rumor going around about Magic Johnson donating blood to Red Cross to help them. If you believe that, you're a fucking idiot. How about I just say that? And then can we move on? That way I can keep that shit really, really short. Why the fuck would he go donate blood to help? Bitch. Either. Yeah, anyway. What else? There was this damn water budget restriction that Kevin Hart and Moore are accused of violating, but I ain't gonna talk about rich nigga shit. Not like that. Anywho. The Forever Story, man. The Forever Story's coming. Fucking JID. It'll be here. It'll motherfucking be here. You know what I'm saying? It'll be time. Of course, I'm moving on now. Of course, they was gonna hype up the, what is it? House of Dragons. Of course, they was gonna hype that shit up. I had already felt like they was gonna, overstep. I felt like they was gonna over, hype. You know, the whole fucking thing of it, but, I mean, people are saying it's good, so I can tell you this, it's not gonna last as long as Game of Thrones, like, cause you bitches just can't let it go and shit, like, for some reason, y'all like seeing, medieval sex scenes, rape scenes, you know what I'm saying, cheating scenes, incest scenes, for some fucking reason, you bitches can't let that Spartacus shit go, and, again, even with this shit, I will not be watching it, bro. Not finna fucking watch that shit, dog. Especially with the kids running all through the house and shit, bro. Where the fuck I'm gonna watch that shit? And be limited to my phone? Be limited to my motherfucking, you know, devices, the laptops and shit? Fuck you. Watch this shit with headphones on and shit. Hey, babe, you see that? Turn around and she fucking sleep. She don't even watch shit. Like... That shit gets on my fucking nerves. Nigga, you know how many times I gotta watch shit twice? You think I'm finna sit through all of this bullshit twice? Nigga, I haven't seen P-Valley once, my nigga. Not fucking doing it. Nigga, I ain't seen Power once. The fuck? Not doing that shit, bro. Like, it's, man. Whatever, man. Look, whatever, man. It's just some other shit going on. Hot Boy. Y'all know Hot Boy. He, nigga got charged with the gun shit. And, you know, the little Rico case. Well, the gun charge is dismissed. People are saying it's because he's telling, but, you know, we're just gonna have to wait, man. Y'all gonna have to wait till all the evidence and statements and discoveries turned over. Because it's bullshit what y'all jumping to. You know what I'm saying? It's bullshit what you're jumping to, bro. So, you know. Yeah. y'all can get off Diddy ass too, man. The fuck off P. Diddy, bruh.
Leave Puff Daddy the fuck alone. Motherfucker say one little thing and shit. You think he actually meant that shit, nigga? He can he can replay, excuse me, he can replay his first 10 years in the game, and he's got more R&B in there than you bitches got in y'all fucking entire catalog. So, really, you need to be somewhere sucking his dick. He can say whatever the fuck he want about that bullshit. R&B now is not like R&B when he was dropping that shit, nigga. So, you know, fuck y'all for, oh, man. Yeah, for just being so negative about something he said. Like, go somewhere, shut the fuck up. Go on somewhere and shut the fuck up. What y'all doing is extra. That shit is just extra. We knew what he said was some bullshit. All we had to do was just share songs that are current R&B. What you bitches doing? Nothing. Ridicule. Shaming. Trying to humiliate. Nigga, he still Diddy. So, y'all need to be somewhere, again, sucking his motherfucking dick. So, yeah, I need to be somewhere shutting the fuck up. That's the fuck need to happen. Because I'm not, man, bro. I don't want to keep hearing y'all disdain for, you know, the one comment that he made. Bitch, put something out. Where's Flex? Flex, challenge these motherfucking R&B niggas. Fucking Jaheim. Ain't he still out here some goddamn where? Bald in the front of some shit with the George Jefferson. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm pretty. Where's Life Jennings? Is he still alive? You know, rest in peace to him. Jacquees, challenge Jacquees. Since he the motherfucking so-called whatever and shit at R&B. Get his ass. Get him. And fucking give him a week. Shit. Get that nigga a week. Fuck Trey Songz been at. He want to change the narrative. He want niggas to start talking and Googling different shit about him. Challenge his ass. Put an R&B song out, nigga. Or you can't go to the studio. Or you ain't in the mood. Or what? Nigga. Something. Something to where you would fail the little challenge. The small ass challenge. Hey, man, just put something out. You know you got some unreleased shit. All you R&B niggas got some unreleased shit. Y'all niggas, y'all don't let this big beard Sammy nigga come back out of no fucking where. Him and Mario gonna go out there and do a tour out of nowhere. Off old shit, nigga. Off old shit. Mario, he got a couple power, so, I mean, not power. He got a couple Empire songs and shit. But, come on, man. Get the fuck off his nuts, man. What else? Fuck else, man. They said that Lil TJ's trying to, you know, crawl back and whatnot, but yeah. But yeah. Cause I'll talk about that shit when it, you know, transpires. Oh, man. Shout out to Jay Prince, man. Like, he, you know, he's cool. I give people, I when I talk about people, I mean, whether it's for the topic or not and shit, I still have my, you know, off-air personal feelings about them and shit. I got a lot of respect for that nigga. Him and his motherfucking son. Like, they know what they, you know what I mean? They know what they doing in their respective lanes and shit. And I'm surprised that at this point where we are, this junction, I'm just really proud that they didn't kill each other yet. Because, you know, goddamn well, you know, that's how most... That's how a good portion, I can't say most, that's how a good portion of shit gets started. Fucking family. Fucking jealousy. Right in your own goddamn back fucking yard. You know what I'm saying? But I wish and one of my damn sons would, and I invite them highly. Please, oblige me. Please, regard. Throw up your guard, whatever. Fuck else, man. What else, bro? I mean, because there's other things we can get into, bro. I mean, like I said, I just felt like I was, speeding through and shit. I didn't want to do that and shit, bro. So, you know, let a nigga slow down a little bit. Saints Row has come out. It had to have come out because it's all over every goddamn gamer's timeline that I'm about to fucking follow. Everybody is talking about fucking Saints Row. So, I guess I'm going to have to do some digging on that shit because... The last new game that I saw was Ghostbusters. And that shit ain't even out yet. But that's what I'm paying attention to. There was like this Game Con thing going on today and shit too. Because they did show a little bit more of that Hogwarts Legacy shit. Where where it looked like you can... well, of course you can create your own character. But you can, your character can have something to do with the other side of magic. I ain't saying voodoo But I'm going to say voodoo while I'm playing that shit because, you know, it's the dark magic shit, bro. Like, bro, they done released some new gameplay, Hard Wars and shit, bro. And like I said, man, they got motherfuckers doing the Crucio, Vatican shit, nigga. Like, it's like, nigga, you can kill these motherfuckers on there, bro. I'm going to be in motherfucker Slytherin or something, G. Like, I'm sorry. I want to see what it would have been like for them dudes to, you know what I mean? And it's, if it's open world and shit, nigga, this could just be your story and shit. And of course, you can play on one account and do it dark. You know what I mean? Like, go be bad. You know what I'm saying? Go be bad. Go, you know what I mean? Go ahead and release and shit. It's a video fucking game. It's a game. Get you another account. Play good. You know goddamn well, people of morality and shit. Ain't nobody gonna play this shit but the motherfuckers who seen the movies and shit and who really like this shit. That's why, you know, as soon as I pre-order, I'm doing it. As soon as I can pre-order, I'm doing it. I pre-ordered that goddamn Ghostbusters shit, bitch. Yes, I did. $40-something damn. I did it because I like Ghostbusters, bitch. But this shit here, though, you know, the graphics... Everything on this shit, bro. It's just different. You know what I'm saying? It's just different. I like it. Hello, it's just different, and I like it. I can create a black, you know, Hogwarts student. Ain't no telling what type of hair or whatever and shit, because definitely if he got dreads, I'm definitely doing that. But, you know, as a young man coming up and shit, I'm going to have you some little swagger and shit like that and whatnot. And, being a part of, you know, the Dark Lord's army, you know, or, you know what I mean, like, the Draco Malfoy, the Malfoy boy, you know what I'm saying, Draco Malfoy boy, like, he can be black, see what I'm saying, that's basically what I'm saying, because I've watched all of them, I haven't read a word, but, those movies, bro, like, them motherfuckers, they kind of meant something in our house, you know what I'm saying. Excuse me. But hells yeah. It's coming. And when it comes, I'll most definitely let y'all know when it's here. So far, so good, though. Everything that I've been seeing. Everything I've been seeing been all right. What else? I don't know. Probably take a break. Yeah. I'll take a break. That way I can come back and kick y'all ass on the rest of the show. So, yeah, nobody move. Won't nobody get hurt. I'll be right back, y'all. Hello, everyone. Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps, and brought to you by Molly Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me? And we're back, man. Hell yeah, that's how you do it. You want to punch in, kids? Try it that way or something, man. If you're just tuning in, thank you. You're looking out. Appreciate that shit. At least you slid. You might want to go back, though, because you probably missed something, man. We definitely finna wrap up the rest of the show and whatnot, you dick. The prosecutors have announced that the two Atlanta officers who shot and killed Rashard Brooks 2 years ago have been exonerated and will no longer face charges in his death. A lot of people are upset. Bunch of people not really surprised. I was surprised because it was, you know, on camera and stuff, but, you know, there were a lot of variables at play with his death and what led up to it and stuff, actually. So it's sucky. But yeah, I mean what can we say? I mean, shit, it's going to keep happening. It's going to motherfucking keep happening. That's what I feel like. They most definitely ain't done. A lot of people feel like they got the judgment wrong and shit.
I'm like, how, I mean, how would they have punished these motherfuckers? Like, come on, man, itself is crazy. It's motherfucking crazy. What else? Like, what else, man? There's gotta be some other shit. Gotta be some other shit going on, man. Yeah. I was just thinking, bro. I'm like, man, now, as loud as people were when certain people died, you know, that ought to give you the temperament of how people are taking this and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there'll be light protests or whatever, but I don't know if anything will burn over this. I would be surprised if, you know, if people were on shit, you know what I mean? But, yeah. But, yeah. I kind of feel like this all started because some employees, you know, at Wendy's, they fucking, they motherfucking, you know, profiled this guy, got it wrong, you know, to an extent they got it wrong, man, like straight up they did, and, you know, if the employees had to just approach them as, you know what I'm saying, like if they didn't make such a big fucking deal out of it, like, it would have been the employee going up to the car or whatever and shit, or, you know, straightening everything back out and shit. These motherfuckers to show up and everything just escalates and shit. That shit is crazy. I mean, even years on down the line, bro, like, that shit crazy. Man. They said Ashanti responded to Irv Gotti, but, I mean, to respond to him, man, all you need is just content. Yo ass need content. You know what I mean? He's gonna need content, so fuck that shit. I'm dead ass. I'm dead ass serious. This is bullshit. I'm just learning that we're supposed to be getting a fucking Dead Island 2 and shit, but we knew this years ago, so, I mean, I guess we just gonna have to see. Look, I guess we just gonna have to motherfucking see, because Dead Island, it was good for a while. And then Dead Island Riptide came out, you know? And, I mean, I guess the storyline kind of did pick up or whatever, but then part two went into limbo forever. And, I don't know, I guess I am glad to see where we are right now. I guess I am kind of glad to see where we are right now and shit, bro, because that means the real Left 4 Dead 3 will come out. I'm positive. I'm positive. Because if it doesn't, then I mean, shit, then they, you know, they dropped the ball. Don't act like we ain't seen these gaming companies drop the ball recently and shit. I do not respect how much time and effort was put into the last Grand Theft Auto. I fucking hated that shit. I got on that game, I beat it, and that was the fuck it. All of that expansion bullshit trying to, you know, rape the motherfucking customer of, oh, yeah, hey, now you got casinos. Hey, hey, now you can paint your car. Hey, 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 now you can buy fucking, what is it, feces and shit. Fucking out of this. It was bullshit. It was bullshit from the third year. It was bullshit from when the third year was out. For that game to be now 10 damn years and y'all still add shit to it, y'all fucking blood suck that shit. Nigga, this next fucking Grand Theft Auto finna be out 15, 20 fucking years before they ever get a part 7 and shit, bro. Like, y'all niggas foul for that shit. Very fucking foul. Thank you for remastering and remaking and re-releasing the San Andreas one, but all that other shit with Tony and them and shit, bro. Like, y'all can keep that bullshit, bro. I'm not fucking with it. Definitely didn't respect that shit, bro. So, I'm sink my teeth into the news that we do have about the new Dead Island and, you know, handle that shit just like that. I'm gonna handle that shit just like that. Because I like that. I see little trailers and shit. But, you know, it's about time we here, though, man. It's about time we here, bro. About time we here, bro. I play games, you know, when I can. I watch more now than I do actually play, but that shit just, it looks good. You know what I'm saying? It just looks good. To play the game, though, I have to be super fucking comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I'd have to be comfortable. I'd have to know what I'm going to talk about in an episode. I'd have to have everybody clothes laid out for the school day the next day. They'd have to fucking eat dinner early and shit like that. Or I'd have to, like, leave early in the morning to go record and shit. Or, you know, to come record and shit. But shit, dog. Like, you talking about some planning, nigga. Yeah, I got a plan. I got a schedule to play the damn game and shit. Like, it's something that's just simple. It comes simple as fuck to motherfuckers. That's why I be liking, you know, all these guys with this extra ass leisure time and shit. Sidebar, I am still smoking this motherfucking apple fritters today. But, yeah, man, gamers, man, they like the freest motherfuckers. Them and drug dealers. They're the freest people on the earth and shit, bro. Streamers and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew one day that shit was gonna be worth something, bro. I fucking knew it. You got you a gamer kid, bro? Hey, lean into it. Because there ain't gonna be shit but more money to make from this shit in the fucking future. While we're still all, you know, making money and that being the current currency. I mean, because it is money. If it was fucking worth or drive or will or anything else that can't be measured and shit, a lot of you niggas would be out of a fucking job. Straight up. Because I know I can stay up longer than certain motherfuckers. That shit has some type of value. I know I get along with most people and shit. I know that shit has some value. Because, you know, as soon as we start, you know, gauging things in a different sense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Get to get up with bro ass this past weekend, but we most definitely gonna have to bump heads in the future. You know, he listens to the show and shit, so you know, he'll get this and he'll get this and, you know, we'll reach back out and whatnot, but sure, I'm damn sure we'll get some type of content going and shit. What else? It's been years, bro. It's been years, man. And we've been here, yo. We've been here. We got a lot of experience on a lot of motherfuckers, bro. We do. We do, bro. We got, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot going for ourselves and things, you know. But, little butts. You know, look, it's, you know, yeah, goes without saying and shit. what, I mean, you know, to end the show off, I guess, what y'all on? You know, tomorrow's the hump day of the fucking week, right? Hump day of the week. It's already 3 days gone and shit. Bro, can't wait. Fucking, man. Now I gotta figure out what I'm cooking tomorrow. Now I gotta figure out what I'm cooking tomorrow. What else, man? I did see Ruben Studdard. He was on fucking Pierre's Panic Room podcast and shit. Just, you know, he was just talking shit. He was talking about how Simon Cowell could have been, you know, nastier to him and whatnot, but he wasn't and shit, so that's cool. I mean, the Ruben Studdard, I mean, that was the sorry for 2004, dude. You know, that nigga, it was like Clay Aiken and him and shit. You know what I'm saying? That was like the last and only time I actually paid attention to that shit, because I saw what they was doing with TV, bro. That's why that shit still exists today and shit. AGT and all of that shit, bro, because, you know what I mean? Sensationalizing that bullshit, bro. shit. I don't know
what to say about him and shit, bro. He's been quiet for so long, bro. Gotta have more to say about you.
Yeah. They did say Dr. Fauci was leaving his federal government roles. They said he first joined the nigga got his job in like the 60s and shit. The nigga got his job in the 60s, or knew what he wanted to do within that period of time. He's been studying medicine and, you know, all those types of things and shit. I guess that's decent. I mean, he knew what he wanted to do, but now he, you know he don't want to be the go-to guy for advice or whatever and shit, you know what I'm saying? But smart on him. Smart on these damn Bradley players too, man. These Bradley student athletes just signed a NIL deal to put a couple dollars in their pockets. Finally. I'm leaving. Look, I'm leaving. Let me get the fuck up out of here, man. I know that today was full enough. I'm satisfied with it. It sounds like it was enough. I'm going to get back to the crib. Fuck that. So if you're new, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate you. Oh, God. I'll come back next time, and, you know, we'll do this shit again or something, man. Day one. Today's done. It's over with. Make sure you dap the door, man. Tip the waitress, wipe your feet before you go to the crib, all that good shit. I'll be here. Look, I'll be here. What else? I'm gone. Hey, nigga. You think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no. Ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go on somewhere, man. Fuck out of here. All right, y'all. Yep.